B-Pod Studios.
By the way, Hattie, I like
He's the calming voice of the Midday Show.
You're siding with PK. Hey, shut up! I'm going to ask you a question, dumbass!
Hardy.
I've never seen him snap like that.
On Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Getaway day. How you doing, Zo?
Doing great. How you doing?
Doing great. Hardy. Yeah. Hi.
It's a nice shirt.
Good morning.
Thank you.
It's Finish Strong Friday.
Is it?
Yeah, and Finish Strong Fridays are presented by 128 Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, Electric, and Drains. In honor of America's independence, Ryan and his team want to wish everyone a safe and happy 4th of July. Please have fun with your family, celebrate responsibly, and enjoy the long weekend. Happy Independence Day from your friends at 128. Go to call128.com. I just saw one of their vans drive by out front.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
How about that?
They were at the light.
I was logging a lot of hours today.
I was beeping at the van. Couldn't get their attention.
No, of course not. They're busy.
What did you expect them to do?
To give me like a, hey, Finish Strong Friday type of wave, you know?
Because you thought you would immediately be recognized by someone, or do you think it was, I mean, what were you hoping for?
That's exactly right.
Wow.
Wow.
Even if it wasn't that, just a nice 128. Yeah, way to go.
Hell yeah.
You know?
Do you think they would have known?
Yeah, I think so.
Tell you what, I give Cam a lot of credit for being here today, making it in, our intern.
He has to, it's a work day.
Yeah, but I'd bang out if I was him. Like, I'd blow it off. Young kid like that. Big job at Twin River.
Friday,
like all his friends are probably already out partying.
So
aren't they? Yeah. Look at him. He's nodding yeah back
there. So if he had banged out today, you would have been okay with it.
Yeah, put more pressure on Sternberger.
No, you would not have been okay. We would have killed him for it.
Why is Fred mad at me, by the way?
You didn't offer him a cookie.
You didn't offer him a cookie. He said you came in carrying a 3-foot by 3-foot box, which is sort of inaccurate. I think it was like 18 by maybe 2 feet. With 12 cookies in it. He thought there were like 100 cookies in there.
There are 12.
And he didn't offer him a cookie. Joe Murray. Joe Murray backed him up on it.
Did I see them yesterday?
Quickly on the quick crossover.
I saw Joe in the parking lot yesterday.
I had to call and tell him, stop being a bitch.
I saw Joe in the parking lot. I don't even know that I saw Fred yesterday.
Yeah.
If they want a cookie, I'll get them one.
I told him I had to buy one on the way in.
They could have had one yesterday.
Fred,
that's what I said.
The box was here. It was in the office. Anyone who wanted cookies.
It said like you were protecting it like for just me and Hardy.
Well,
I bought them specifically for Hardy, but anybody was welcome to them.
I had to bag.
I just came. I don't know why I'm in trouble. Why I'm in the crosshairs again? But whatever. I'll buy them some because they want
content.
Cookies. I'll get them cookies.
Zoe did offer. He called on his way in. He said, "You want me to stop and get you some cookies?" I don't know.
I really don't think he even wanted the cookie, but I just think he wanted offered. You know?
Okay.
It was interesting because Fred also told the story about, I think at the old radio station, he was given a case of whiskey.
Oh, yeah.
And he left it in the back room.
Oh, I remember that when that happened. Someone stole all the whiskey, right?
Well, they left like one bottle. And Fred would always like leave stuff behind. And
Jameson,
and they're
right?
Like, I'm not going to carry it all the way out to the car. I'm like, well, how's it ever going to get to your home if you don't one of these days carry it out to your car? But okay, a bunch of whiskey left behind. There was one bottle left. And
it's a far way to walk to that first parking space.
Where was it left?
Just to be fair, did Fred offer up anyone a bottle of whiskey from the case that he was sent?
I don't recall.
That he was given?
I don't recall.
You bought that. How much was that box of cookies?
It was like $39 or something.
So it's like giving away $5 bills if you give away a cookie.
They could have had a cookie. They could have had a damn cookie.
Okay, well, maybe you should have offered.
Rich cookie.
Take responsibility, Beetle. Maybe you could have.
I don't think I ever saw him yesterday. I don't remember seeing him.
They all saw
you. He saw you and he saw those cookies.
Okay.
All right.
Joe. I remember seeing Joe in the parking lot yesterday.
But maybe
he was
offer
getting in his car. So Joe has no gripe whatsoever.
Maybe it's karma is all I'm saying.
I didn't understand. I got out of the truck today and they're like, where's the cookies today? I'm like, what? That was yesterday's thing. What are you talking about? I had no idea that any of this had happened until I came in here.
Oh, it happened.
Great.
Yep. They called you Cookie Monster.
I'll get them
protecting
cookies.
The cookie. I'm.
I'm just saying, maybe it's karma for Fred. Maybe if he had offered up bottles of whiskey, people would not have been. And I don't think anyone stole 9 bottles. I think 9 people took a bottle, or Zoe took 5 bottles.
I don't drink whiskey. You know that. I don't even like whiskey.
And that box was not getting opened until Hardy opened.
I know. And if there's 10 bottles of Tito's,
Hardy took a picture of the cookies.
I'd have taken a whole case of Tito's. If it was Tito's, I'd have taken a whole case.
That was Hardy's box of cookies.
And then I immediately sent it over to CVS and had them printed on one of those nice canvas things.
Yeah, to put it up in the office, down in your cubicles, that you can appreciate it on a daily basis.
It's good to see the rest of the building finishing strong today.
No, that's definitely not what's happening. All right. Bruins have a new head coach, according to reports. According to a report you heard here at like 10:20 yesterday, and according to an email we received at 2:41 p.m. 2 days ago, when Jake in Boston redeemed himself from his World Cup debacle,
right,
by saying Montgomery will be the Bruins' head coach. We're like, what? That seems out of left field.
He even called in and said, make sure you check the email and the date and the time and all that. But make
we
sure
did. It was the timestamp, 2:41 p.m.
Correct.
Because he had emailed that afternoon saying, I want you to take note of when I am sending this, because he obviously had fears of the news getting out. But it took, a day and a half before the hockey media caught up to that. So, Jake in Boston with a win there.
Yeah, big win.
Jim Montgomery. Expected to be named the new Bruins head coach, according to multiple reports last night. The announcement is expected at some point today, according to ESPN's report on this.
4:45.
Friday news dump of the 4th of July weekend.
What are they doing? Are they trying to quietly present him?
My question would be, how proud of their hire are they if this is the day that they're going to get it done and announce it?
It does seem odd. This doesn't seem like a news dump type of news.
Correct.
This seems like something you would want a little more attention paid to and people to kind of celebrate and talk about.
Well, there's a lot of pressure on Mr. Montgomery. He needs to get to the playoffs and maybe even a round further than his predecessor.
We mentioned this yesterday. Montgomery was hired in Dallas. He took the Stars to the playoffs. He was fired in December of 19, early in his second season, for what the team called unprofessional conduct inconsistent with the core values and beliefs of the Dallas Stars and the National Hockey League. GM Jim Nill said at the time that there was a material act of unprofessionalism that led to Montgomery's firing, and that was all they would say. They spoke in very vague terms at the time. A couple of weeks after that happened, Montgomery made an announcement that he was checking into rehab for alcohol abuse. That was January 3rd of 2020. He then later in 2020 got hired by the Blues as an assistant. So that's where he went after that. He was at one point the USHL's head coach of the Dubuque Fighting Saints.
Go Saints.
2010 until 2013. He led that team to championships in 2011 and 2013. He coached as the head coach at the University of Denver. They had a national championship in 2017. He was voted head coach of the year, national coach of the year in college hockey for that. And so he's had better success than some of the other guys who were in the mix.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's experience there. The guy's been around the game. Hopefully, he corrected what ailed him, and it's pretty obvious what that is.
Yeah.
But again, the timing of it, the delay, waiting till Friday of 4th of July weekend to dump this when it sort of has circulated for a couple days. It's been out there. People have had it.
Well, no. Jake in Boston had it. Credit where credit is due.
Right. But, I mean, there's some people on Twitter that were like, oh, it looks like he's going to get it. Yeah, you know, just sort of spitballing it. But Jake had it. Jake was like, I'm reporting it.
Two full days ago.
Yeah. What are you waiting for? Why are you waiting until today? I mean, why are you trying to slip this under the door?
Here's my question. If Jake in Boston knew 2 days ago, then the Bruins knew 2 days ago.
Damn right they did.
Okay. So why are they burying this until Friday before the long weekend? 4th of July weekend. Oh, I mean, real dead time of year.
Yeah, less people on the airways of radio and TV coverage. And, you know, it's going to be a bitch to get down to Warrior, too. Yeah. We present them. I don't know if you've seen the expressway traffic already.
The Bruins have hit Red Sox levels.
It is. It's Red Soxian.
Shifting the news to when it's maybe the best possible time. Don Sweeney gets extended right out there on a Monday.
Put that out there.
It's a big deal. Charlie McAvoy, Brad Marchand going for surgery. 5 p.m. on a Friday.
That's right.
Christmas Eve.
Right. I mean, that's what they did. All that injury stuff came out on a Friday afternoon. Friday afternoon of a long weekend. Oh, that's a sweet spot right there. So we'll see if we get the announcement today and see where this goes. But the Bruins have a head coach. What's your reaction to this? This, on the surface, looks like at least they got a better coach than, let's say, David Quinn.
You hope so. Yeah. You hope so. I'll take the guy with more experience in the league.
And I've got this question. Do you think that an NHL team would fire a head coach for battling alcoholism? That's what I'd like to know.
It's a tough question.
Let's explore that, right? Because that's what Jim Montgomery wants everybody to know, that's why he got fired. That's why he checked into rehab 2 weeks after he was the head coach in Dallas and got canned for it. I have a hard time believing that's all that it was. I do. I don't think a team would fire a guy for that. I think they would say he's taking a leave. He's going to go and, you know, deal with it. But it had to have been something worse than just drinking or drinking on the job for that to be what happened to him there.
I mean, Tony
guy
Lusso,
who just
Tony
brought the team back to the playoffs and they fire him on the spot early in the second season. I don't know, man.
That's the one league where you bounce coaches.
Start digging.
Yep.
What's the real story? You got an NHL gig again. Now you're going to have real NHL coverage again, I hope. What happened there?
How many times they find Tony La Russa at a red light falling asleep? I mean, and this guy's still running baseball teams.
We'll pick this up on the other side with your calls. Reaction to Jim Montgomery, Bruins' new head coach.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Opinionated.
Aquarius is nautical.
And passionate.
Ignorance is bliss.
Solak and Bertrand. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So far, so good.
How bad would it be for Tebow to lose his job to a guy who's doing it for the first time ever?
Yeah, that'd be a bad look.
He texted me yesterday. He said he doesn't think all the back and forth is funny.
Oh, no, he finds no humor in it whatsoever. But I do find it funny that, you know, just based on that rejoin alone, there's a real chance.
Yep. One for one, buddy.
That Matt gets the job. Based, you know, on this, he's 19 minutes in.
I like his headphones already.
How about that?
Like, he's got cool headphones.
Well, he's got a lot going on. All right, I'm sorry, Beto, go ahead.
Yeah. So, where was I?
Bruce Montgomery.
Yes. By the way, we have Roger Waters tickets coming up in a half hour at 10:50.
Oh, David Andrews is going to join us at 10:30.
Oh,
Said it yesterday. Yeah.
10:30
10:30
You didn't tell us what time you
were
joining
yesterday.
Us.
Well, we have a commercial break at 10:30
10:35
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right. My question was, would an NHL team fire a head coach after having a very successful first season? Early in the second season for having problems with alcohol.
Just for having problems with alcohol?
No.
Maybe not.
That's what I believe. I don't believe that's what it was.
Okay, so it's all the other stuff around it, right? Now, having some experience with this,
yeah.
I'm going to tell you, sometimes it's just the catch-all phrase. You know what? A lot of knucklehead behavior on my part. I'm going to chalk it up to and blame it on and take responsibility for being an alcoholic. I'm going to rehab. I'm going to go do that. And a lot of the things in your life are, you know, fixed, for lack of a better word, you know, by addressing that one problem. So is it just that he was drinking too much? No, a lot of people drink too much, but there's a lot of collateral damage when you are like an alcoholic and you end up needing to address it, at a level that most people don't.
Right.
You know, if you're normal and you drink too much, oh, man, I shouldn't do that again.
But I want to remind you that the Dallas Stars, when they hired him, they hired Jim Montgomery. They knew that he had battled alcohol addiction in the past and had a very public DUI, and they were aware of that issue when they hired him.
And maybe they gave him a very, very short leash and said, listen, you either have control of this or you don't. If you screw up one time and go off the rails and go on a bender and you're gone for 2 days, you're fired.
Yeah, my thought would just be that if you hire him as a GM, you're invested in making sure that he stays in the job, because that doesn't look good for the GM who fired him either. To fire a guy who came in, got his team to the second round in year one, and then had whatever issues were there, and you fire him? Like, that doesn't look good for you either.
Yeah.
That looks like it
was trying to battle it.
Right? It's something you vetted in the process of hiring him, so it reflects poorly on the franchise and the team for firing him, too. They share some responsibility in that, so I would think that the team would want to give him every last chance and would want to help him, and if he needed to take a leave of absence and go to rehab, as he did after, that they would want him to remain their head coach after he goes and does whatever he needs to do, because they were invested in him and they knew that he could be successful in the job. And they obviously picked a good coach because he was good for them in year one. That's why I just have a hard time believing that that's all that it was. Like, what else happened as a result of that? What else was going on there? Was there dust ups with players? Was there,
unable
to get along with the front office? Like, what hockey things came out of that? What else was going on?
Issues on the plane, issues traveling. You don't know.
Right.
But we also, you tend to look at this, it's like, oh, he had like some bad incident and they ended up firing him for it. It may have been going on from day one and they had finally just had enough. Said, we can't do it anymore. And oh, yeah, also you're going to be gone away from the team for 30, 60, 90 days or whatever. You don't have the job anymore. For all we know, that was the last straw. And he had other chances up until that point.
And he had some takers, too. Like, this, he could have gone to Calgary, too.
Yeah, but sorry, Zoe, but no. All the other stuff you're talking about, Beetle, I don't dismiss it. I don't say it's, there couldn't have been other hockey issues and relationships with players. But if you can attribute that to his, problems with alcohol, then you say, okay, yeah, there was a lot of other stuff going on, but that's all been addressed now because he addressed the main thing. I think it's too simplistic for us to say, wow, he slipped once and they fired him. That's weird. Oh, we don't know that.
No, I know. That's why I think
he could have slipped up from opening night of the first season he was there. We don't know.
It probably goes beyond one incident.
Yes.
Right?
Almost does. I would say almost certainly, and it probably ongoing.
Or maybe beyond three.
Or. Based on their conversations with him before he took the job initially and him being upfront about it, they said, okay, then we have a zero tolerance with
and
you.
And by the way, someone was a whistleblower in this with whatever it is that happened, though. So information, according to the team, Elliot Friedman, Sportsnet in Canada, reported the time information from the team being kept quiet to protect the person who revealed the impropriety and out of respect for the rest of Montgomery's family. Like, okay, wait, what? his family already knows that he's battled alcohol addiction. Like, so what was the thing? It wasn't just that he was, there was alcohol going on.
Well, it'd be something that would embarrass the family.
Like, was something that was embarrassing to his family, and they wanted to protect the identity of the person who blew the whistle on whatever it was that had happened.
Yep.
So that almost speaks to, like, one specific horrible incident of some sort that happened at the end there.
Yeah, and maybe it
was. And by the way, do the Bruins now have to worry about this?
Now puts it under the microscope.
Right.
Maybe that's one of the reasons why.
So you got to worry about this. He's got to win. And it's going to be interesting to see what the money is, too, when it comes out.
Oh,
like,
oh.
What'd you hire him for? Is it low?
Did they cheap out and hire the cheapest guy?
That's what I'm saying. We know what Sweeney's now. I'm not Sweeney. I'm Cassidy's making in Vegas.
Yeah.
Well, you can worry about that, you know, that guy or any guy for a number of reasons. And whatever incident was going to be embarrassing to the family, that's something I literally have no interest in. Short of something criminal, short of something that could come back to bite you in the ass, like now, years later, and find out that he's going to be, you know, gone away from the team.
No, it doesn't have to be criminal. This is now the Bruins head coach. So if it's a complete cluster bleep there, then you've got to worry about that as a Bruins fan, is what the hell is going to be happening with the Bruins and this team now. No, it doesn't have to be criminal. I know what you mean. You don't care about the guy personally to know all of his business.
I don't want the details.
You should care as a Bruins fan that something could blow up in your face with your new head coach at some point. That's a real concern from just a hockey fan standpoint. Like, oh, great, what? The coach comes in and there's another disaster of a head coach situation. Like, you know, Dave Lewis getting fired after a year. And then what? This is the year where you're just churn and burn on the coaching front? You lose a year? I don't know. I think that should be a concern.
Could be if you are thinking that it's a ticking time bomb, but if the guy's got it under control and he's, you know, to me, it's always a very simple question. Are you done? Is he done?
Right.
Is he done with drinking, doing whatever? And that's the only question I think that needs to be addressed first and foremost. And all the rehab and all the stuff and all the programs you do that helps you kind of stay done and kind of helps you with your mental. But if they're convinced that he's done, I don't think you have any more concern about this guy than any other guy that you hire being a disaster for any number of reasons. This is just, is it one more thing that maybe you wouldn't have to worry about with other candidates? Sure. But if he's done and he's sober and he hasn't done anything and that part of his life is behind him, then no, I don't think it's a major concern. I really don't.
Jake in Boston told us about Jim Montgomery getting hired 2 days ago. He was way ahead of the curve on this. His sources have really bounced back in a big way after that big, big World Cup debacle. But Jake, what do you have for us today on the victory lap front?
How do you like me now, Bruins luchador? And change the graphic on NBC Sports Boston. Change the graphic on the bottom of the screen, too, because Joe McDonald didn't have it, and I have the receipts to prove it. Not Ty Anderson, not Fluto. You get back to the incident, guys. I would like to say, like, hey, remember, you know, when Joe Haggerty was up in Montreal in 2014 and wrote that column, like, there was an incident with him, too. He didn't get fired. But the one thing you've got to consider is they had Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin. So whatever your head coach is doing, he can't set a bad example with two guys that are waiting to misbehave. And if I broke that story and my sources are this good, having a line into the coach's office now, I would be scared to death. If I was a Bruins player, a Bruins wife, a friend of a Bruins player, a North End restaurant where they dine, because you are now the test case for the algorithm I'm in the process of building. You want to stop Jeremy Swayman from turning into Tyler Seguin? Well, I'm going to start watching Tori Hickle's girlfriend like a hawk. If Charlie Coyle wants to go to Nutcracker Maskless only to get COVID 2 days later, I will not miss it. And now Coach may know about it because my sources are connected with the coach.
Jim Montgomery, FOJ, friend of Jake.
Oh, no.
I would resist all thoughts, if you are a Bruins player, of going to Canada on a lake and having a child this summer, because I will know about it. The Bruins' new secret weapon is Jim Montgomery is an FOJ.
Okay, so what happened in Dallas? Why did he get canned?
Well, I don't know, but the source does, which is why I texted it to you immediately. The source is one of, like, five people who actually know. Now, the source will not – trust me, I tried in December of 2019 to get it.
They won't divulge.
I was begging for it. It was something. It was
okay. So that's it. That proves that it was not the public story, like it typically isn't. So that we know, it's not what's being said publicly. So there's a story there somewhere. What it is, I don't know. Maybe we never find out.
Always gets out.
But it's been a couple of years, though. So, I mean, that was now what? Was it 2020?
Yeah.
It's been some time. I don't know. I don't know if it will make it out. Or no, December of 19. So we're almost three years. We're almost three years removed from that. Yeah.
It's like the Garoppolo needle game.
But again, Dallas, how much does Dallas care? Right? To really find out what the hell it is. How much do they care after, okay, the guy gets fired, we move on? You would like to think that now all of a sudden, back in the spotlight in Boston, that there are people that want to know again.
There are probably
like,
people.
What the hell happened there?
But we, you know, there are certain things you need
do
to know.
The
you need to know as a sports fan, like, and there are things you want to know. And that, like, the thing that I want to know more than anything is, why didn't Malcolm Butler play in the Super Bowl?
Of course.
Do I need to know? No.
And he's back.
But now that he's back, it's like, okay. I desperately want to know. But
do the Bruins know?
No.
I'm going to say no.
Doesn't he have to fully divulge everything that went on for fear of, hey, they might know somebody else in the league. They might call. Dallas knows.
Again.
The team, you know, Neil knows. Can they call up Dallas and say, what the hell was the deal when you had to fire him?
I can't speak for Bruce or anybody else in terms of how they're doing stuff. But I would say it is probably the case more often than not. If you're truly done and you've gone down this path, you have also undertaken this course of rigorous honesty. Right? Almost a pathological honesty and openness. And if he is clearly down this path and it's truly behind him, then I'm not saying he would have no problem talking about it, but I would guess that he's disclosed it to the satisfaction of the Bruins, and they know, or they know enough. And if he's really doing the thing, to borrow from Jake in Boston, if he's really working his program, yeah, I'll tell you what happened, and that's part of it. Taking responsibility for it, owning up to it, realizing that by remembering it, you are hopefully less likely to ever do it again. You don't want to forget about all that stuff. Oh, no, you remember it.
Are we talking to David Andrews next?
Yes.
Okay, he'll call us on the other side.
He's got a big announcement.
We'll get back to your calls on the Bruins coming up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Here are Zolak and Bertrand.
Where else does that happen?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Roger Waters tickets coming up at 10:50 to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Patriots center David Andrews is with us on this Friday. David, hello.
What's up, guys?
Look at you joining the show during the summer.
How you doing?
How much do you think I got to talk to Aaron and Stacy to get me moved to off season rather than in season?
You sound like a different guy.
Yeah, this is relaxed, David Andrews.
I like this, David Andrews.
I think that'd be a lot more enjoyable for everyone. Let's do that.
All right.
Well, you're here now. Let's do it. Zoe keeps saying that you have a major, significant, big-time announcement to make today. What is it that you will be doing July 17th at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway?
I'm going to be driving the pace car to open the NASCAR event.
Oh, wait a second. All right, when you say drive, though, are you driving or are you in the passenger seat?
No, I'm driving.
He's driving.
You're the one driving.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
All right, this is cool. Don't you have stuff in your contract, though, where you're not supposed to engage in dangerous activities? It's very dangerous.
How dangerous?
How fast are you going to go, David?
I mean, as fast as they let me, but I think you're in like the Toyota car or whatever.
Yeah, but
yeah,
they're not.
But it's a fast car that they're giving you. It's still a car that's capable of a decent speed.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, Massachusetts, you guys driving up here. I know we're not going to talk about like driving safety. We'll stop and let people turn on a road when you have the right of way. That's dangerous. Driving like that's dangerous.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. Brad Stevens even said he swerves now around people, but they're not going to let you take your pickup truck and stick two big American flags in the back and lead the cars.
You see, like they have those 18 wheelers that do that. That would be fun.
Oh, put you in like one of those Randy Moss front end 18 wheelers. Randy used to have one of those just. Had it for bleeps and giggles.
Have you ever driven on a track before?
I have ridden on a track. We played in the Belk Bowl my senior year, I think, in Charlotte.
Oh, yeah.
And we went and did that whole Richard Petty driving experience thing, and that's pretty fun. It's pretty cool. We were actually in the race cars then.
Yeah, but all you remember is, like, the wall coming in, the wall going out. The wall coming in, the wall going out.
Yeah, I mean, you think you're going to smack into the wall and you're sitting there right on it, and then, you know, it's pretty crazy.
I mean, a lot of people call this, you know, this is sport, NASCAR, and it's really picked up steam over the last, what, 10, 15 years. How complicated is it to turn left, though? Like, you just keep going.
Right.
You don't have to turn right.
You're a professional athlete, David. Yeah. I mean, no one would ever question your status as a professional athlete. Do you feel the drivers are also professional athletes?
I mean, I do. I think, you know, football player, I don't know. Maybe it's just an offensive lineman thing. You think you're tough and right, you know, and all that stuff. But I got my buddy Chase Elliott races, and I usually go up there to the race to see him during this event. But
okay.
I was asking him one day, you know, like how hot. And he's talking about his, you know, 100 plus degrees in that car, and you're in that car for multiple hours. I was literally just outside. It's like 85 right now. Yeah. I'm burning up.
Plus, you have the fire hoods on that they have to put under the helmets, the fire suits, the gloves, everything. But you said you've been up right before. It's just one massive party, too.
The first time I went to a NASCAR event, I was so surprised how great they make it for fans. You know, I mean, you're sitting down there in the pit. You can be in pit lane, and there's guys trying to do their job. I couldn't imagine coming off the field for a water break and trying to get to the bench, you know, after a touchdown or whatever, 10-play drive, and I'm just trying to get to the bench, and there's, like, fans in the way. That would drive me insane. There's literally guys, they're, like, hauling tires around, like, excuse me.
And there are fans, like, literally right there?
Yeah. And when you got, like, the pit passes and, like, you know, I that would drive me insane. I couldn't imagine that.
So it's there's no Ricky Bobby incidents where you're in your tighty whities, he's got the helmet, and he's spinning around.
I don't think
that. But I'm on fire. Make the fire go out. Help me, Ricky.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's a great movie though.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, I think you know, you think about it, like athleticism and the mental. The mental part of it, I know it's physical too, but the mental part to be locked in that car for multiple hours going, you know, anywhere from 150, 200 miles an hour with another car 6 inches in front of you, 6 inches behind you, all around you.
Beetle does that all the time.
Like, yeah.
He did that at the Houston Super Bowl. He drove us everywhere. I almost had a heart attack.
Getting to work every day.
How mad do you get? I mean, you know, my wife would be like, hey, there's a car right there. And I'm like, I know, I got it. They literally have someone in their ear the whole time telling them they can do this, they can do that, you know.
Yeah.
Mackenzie's always complaining, though.
Yeah.
Huh?
Mackenzie's always complaining, though, right?
No.
How are the kids, by the way? Kid. Are they good over there? Kid.
Yeah, he's Yeah, kid. Don't give me too much credit.
What'd you name him? Chevy?
Oh, come on, Zoe.
I know.
How old is he now?
He's 11 months.
Yeah, he's pretty soon be
sorry, lineman. Sorry, lineman.
Pretty soon.
Hey, so you
a little bit more mobile.
Yeah. So you texted me the other day at 8:30 regarding shark coverage. How much have you been paying attention to these sharks that have returned to our waters?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm a big shark guy. I got the shark tracker right now.
Oh, Sharktivity. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You've heard about orcas, though, right?
Are you team orca? That's really our question.
What's with the orca?
So the orcas take out the white sharks. They are the one animal the one sea creature that goes after the whites and takes them out.
Eat their liver.
And so we are really campaigning for the orcas to take up residency in the waters of New England to scare off the white sharks.
Yeah, I mean, I'm team orca, and I'm also team, seal control population.
Oh, yeah. Attaboy, I told them that you would be able to.
It's very short-sighted plan.
Yeah, they don't like our types.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
I don't think that's like the end-all, be-all solution, but I don't know. I think, but I also don't get, I'm not out there in the ocean very deep, yeah.
Exactly.
Waist deep in and out. But I mean, also too, it's like, you're in their world,
Yeah, it's their home.
Yeah.
Stay out them oceans.
Stay out them oceans. We can fly a couple of your boys up from Georgia, turn you loose down there on those beaches, get rid of them seals.
Yeah, we actually did a bunch of, one summer we had a buddy who passed away, and we kind of, was right before the 4th of July, and we all were just kind of, we didn't want to, do the, we were in college, the typical, 4th of July stuff. So we actually went down to somebody's family had a beach house rented, and they invited us to all come down. So we went down there. And we started shark fishing off the beach.
Jesus.
Man, you talk about wild.
What do you do with them when you catch them?
I mean, you bring them in, and then you just drag them back in the ocean and let them go.
Wrestle them.
Turn around.
What do you think we did?
Wrestle them. Yeah, turn them loose.
Yeah. Going noodling.
I'll send you a picture, though. Hold on.
Yeah.
All right. We're talking with David Andrews, Patriot Center. When was the last time you saw your quarterback?
Mac?
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, maybe?
All right. So Sophie Scott put up a picture on Instagram yesterday of Mac in a T-shirt, all sweaty, and he looks yoked. He
looks like a different guy.
I mean, he looks jacked, and it's making the rounds today on the internet. Is he looking jacked at this point?
I mean, I don't know. Do you want your quarterback to be super jacked? I got to look at this picture.
I don't want to be Tim Tebow.
He looks very firm. Is what he looks. Looks very strong.
Look, I mean, the kid's a hard worker. He works his butt off day in and day out. Yeah, I sometimes try to get him to take a deep breath, but but that's what you want out of your quarterback. He works really hard. He's a tough kid. He's been fun, for me the last year and a half, whatever it's been, to get to know him and got a lot of respect for how he does things and how he carries himself. I'll have to see this picture, but that doesn't surprise me.
So you do expect him to take another big step forward in year two here. And we got to ask you too about, real quick here, the coaching staff. And you're human. You hear everything. There's a lot of concern and questions as to, the structure of the staff. Are people going to be potentially pleased as this thing progresses? You guys get to camp and get the season started offensively. Yeah.
We're all working, to be the best we can be, whether it's Mac, me, we're all professional athletes, whoever it is on this football team. We know we have a job to do, and we're going to go out there and try to do that to our best of our abilities and be the best we can be. And we're all here for the same common goal. So, it all started whenever we report, and that'd be day one, and we'll keep working on it, keep improving it, and try to keep getting better throughout the season, and not have that kind of lull like we did last season.
This sounds more like in season day.
Yeah, that's in season day.
Yeah, he just kicked right back in the switch.
It was so good right up until that point. Then we got right back into midseason form. Yeah. That's
we'll get Slater and McCourty on next too. We'll kick you right back in there, baby. Hey, don't get any crazy tattoos up there or anything. Like, don't get, I know you're going to have a good time
up there. Yeah, New Hampshire, there's a lot of that.
I'm not going to, what are you talking about? I'm not going to, I am going to the Beachcomber for my 30th, so.
When's that?
I'm not going to close the date, but okay. I'm going.
Well, we can look up your birthday if we really wanted to.
Wellfleet, baby. Nice.
Now, we're saying when you get in the pace car, don't go crazy up there.
An answer?
Yes.
Oh, I won't. Okay. It'll be fun, though.
It's going to be a ball.
Yeah, do you have the pit passes, or are you going to be that guy getting in the way of the wheels getting put on the cars?
I was, but now, I felt really bad about it, you're trying to do a job, and you're just a fat guy in the way,
I sent you the picture. We sent the picture over. If you want to take a quick look and give us your review of Mac Jones's physique.
Yeah, I got your shark picture. Jesus.
Yeah.
This is good for radio.
No, we're going to give him a minute.
All right, good.
We sent the picture over.
No.
It hasn't come through yet.
All right. He's very muscular, Dave.
Yeah. Doesn't say delivered. The service here is mediocre.
Could be the angle of the camera, too. Though, you know.
I don't think so.
No, he looks big.
I don't think so. He looks like Zoe when he was all hopped up on Andro back in the 90s.
Dave, Andro was awesome. You take that with a little Rip Fuel and, grind up some Sudafed, some black coffee.
So didn't you guys practice, like, at the little Foxborough field right there?
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah, we had to drive to practice in our full gear. Yeah, that was fun. Good old days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So be thankful for all the guys who paved the way for you.
Yeah, never complain about Gillette Stadium in the locker rooms or anything, you know? These kids that come in to us and, man, you got it so good. You people don't know it. They have no clue.
Well, I mean, compared to college nowadays, you know, now college, these facilities in college are crazy.
Yeah. That's insane.
Yeah. All right, Dave. Well, good luck driving the pace car.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Look forward to it.
Happy birthday. Early birthday here, bud.
See y'all. Y'all have a good summer.
All right. See you too.
Bye. See you, Dave.
Enjoy the rest of it before y'all have to go to camp.
Yeah.
That's happening on July 17th, right, Toto? I have the date
July 17th.
July 17th at New Hampshire Motor Speedway for the NASCAR event that is coming. David Andrews will be in the pace car.
Gonna be fine. Toyota car, I guess. Yeah.
How fast does that go?
Where
do you drive those race cars?
I think it's like regular.
It's like regular highway speed. Yeah, but
they've done them with like Camaros before. Mustangs. Yeah, you get up to 105 probably.
I don't think he'll do that,
but I think he just cruises around. It's the first lap, and then boom, gets out of there, and then they take off.
Where are you allowed to drive that car at that speed?
Why at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway? Where do they have those NASCAR events?
I like out of season answers. That's good.
He sounded happy, sounded fun.
Healthy.
Not achy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just counting down those days to when you got to go back to work. You
break that first finger.
The fun is almost over. Hey, coming up next, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to see Roger Waters coming to TD Garden on the 12th of July. We will do that right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Opinionated. I do like crushed haddock.
And passionate.
I took a piece of haddock one time and I ran over it with a tire.
More headlines in 30
minutes.
It's
like a haddock pancake.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line at 617-931-0985. Again, call the contest line, 617-931-0985. Caller 10 gets a pair of tickets to see Roger Waters coming to TD Garden July 12th. This all courtesy of Bowery Boston. To purchase tickets and parking, visit tdgarden.com, and you can visit the Sports Hub contest page at 98.5thesportshub.com for another chance to win a pair of tickets. This is our last giveaway on the show, but that final chance to win at our website. Right. Be caller 10 right now, and you can go to the show coming up on the 12th.
So again, Roger Waters tickets, not Aerosmith.
Okay. Why you got to do that?
Just take a shot at me.
Did you ask him to play Pink Floyd song or Coming Back?
No,
you didn't. You got to take a shot at him.
Sorry.
Nick is in Worcester today.
All day, buddy.
We're going to go to his call. Hey, Nick.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Happy Finish Strong Friday. Mark, I guess I won't be seeing you at Fred's birthday party. Wanted to talk a little bit about Kevin Fred Durant and Jaylen Brown. Fred Tucker.
You're not going to say...
You won't be seeing me either.
Is this because of the cookies?
Oh.
Yeah. Then that was a little bit of a segue into my other thing as well. I was a little disappointed I didn't get to call in on Wednesday. Someone had a really, really great call on Ladyfingers. I think they're really underrated. It's really hard to get them. The best Ladyfingers I ever got were from the maid that walked in.
All right.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Yes!
Okay.
Almost.
I thought
almost
that was going to go somewhere else. We were hitting the eject button because I didn't know that's what the prank was. Oh, God.
Keep coming.
Yeah, I don't know what to say there. Paulie's in the truck. Paulie. God.
You listen, a hire like this speaks to a sympathetic ear, which is can also be, you know, the voice of experience. I think somebody in the front office, maybe Cam Neely himself, perhaps had a problem with drinking. And the only place where drunks are welcome is amongst other drunks, whether that be in the halls of AA or in a bar room. Okay, now, but speaking of this FOJ stuff.
Yeah, friends of Jake,
that speaks to the coaches for a specific problem, I would say. When he gets drunk, he turns into a fanny pirate, you know, like a fag on the...
What are we doing?
What's wrong with you today?
Yeah, I'm going to have to dump that.
Dump it.
Good grief.
I'm going to have a very short eject button today. Very short.
He's hammered already.
Larry's in Hull. Hi, Larry.
Hi. How you doing, guys?
Hi.
So I just wanted to say that about the coach, the Bruins coach.
Yes.
I worked for a kind of public group and ended up on the front page of a newspaper in Seattle, and my career was over, you know. And I got sober, and a few years later I was invited back to it, and I ended up, you know, helping people that worked in that industry, you know. And I believe that a guy that's been, if he's been clean and sober for 3 years and he's made his amends and all that, that he might be just the right fit for some of these guys that may not have issues.
Oh, I totally agree with that. And if you thought anyone was saying something to the contrary, nobody was. I just don't think that that's what would get you fired in the NHL. The NHL has widespread problems with addiction. It's been well documented from players, coaches, across the board. People in hockey, it's been a problem. It's been an issue. There have been players that have accused teams of providing certain things that cross a line and would invite more addictive, behaviors related to addiction. That they've accused teams of being complicit in that. And you go back to when they, you know, the NHLPA introduced their program probably 15 years ago now to help players.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.